Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the school systems, specifically the college one at this point, but Derek Jay is going to answer the question, should you drop out of school at any level? Coming up here in a moment, Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark are in the studio here tonight, and you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. But to get the conversation started here, I'm reading from an article at anarchant.com called The Truth About College, written by Ethan Glover. He says he's looking for a job in New Hampshire so he can drop out of college. He says he only has a year left, but he's yet to get anything valuable out of attending. That's a pretty serious statement. After having spent who knows how much money, I'm going to hope he's got a scholarship or something like that, but after spending 3 years in college to make a statement that you got nothing out of it,
yeah,
that's a pretty severe indictment there of that system. And he's going over just some of the laziness on the part of these teachers, pointing out that one of his Android programming and operating systems teacher has a habit of putting tutorials from websites up on the projector. His homework assignment is to go through a tutorial which anybody can go through online anytime over at a site called Vogella.com. He says anyone who would pay $900 for this class is an idiot. Going on with his story here, he says when there are no online tutorials available, this teacher likes to download PowerPoints from the internet. When he gives a coding assignment in C that utilizes Unix system calls, the class has to teach themselves and each other the code. In the movie Big Hero 6, the professor tells the main character, Hero, that his program isn't easy. He was implying that it would be challenging, but Hero would learn a lot. Well, college isn't always easy, but it's not because of the difficulty of the material or how much you need to learn. The difficulty comes in when you have to waste your day in a lecture, only to have to go home and then teach yourself the subject matter. Or it can be hard to keep up with many useless subjects at once that have nothing to do with your career goals, which is something we covered recently. I mean, that was my experience in college, was 90% of the course load that I took over the two-year associate's degree I took were essentially retreads of what I'd learned in high school in English and algebra and, you know, history class, and it was a total waste.
And then once you think about what you learned in high school, I mean, I'm still waiting for the day I'm using algebra. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't learn.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
I'm not saying you shouldn't learn algebra. I'm just saying that, you know, there's a lot of stuff in high school that maybe I would have been better off just working full time and taking a GED. Honestly, the difference, somebody needs to explain to me the difference in this. There in Florida, there's the Florida Academic Scholarships. Ian, you probably got that?
That's what I think paid for my college.
Yeah. So there's that program, which basically will give you some money towards, I think it's the first 2 years or something like that. I'm not here as an advocate of the Florida Academic Scholarship Program. But there's that track. And if you're not on that track, explain to me what the value of a high school diploma is over a GED.
What's the value of a GED?
Well, I mean, you
help you get jobs. Does it?
I don't think it does, because I've never been asked for it.
Right. Who's ever been asked to see a high school diploma during a job interview?
I don't know.
But
usually it's just a question, right? Like, did you graduate high school? And on your,
you think you just lie and get away with it?
I don't think that lying is a good idea, but all that said,
well,
no one's ever checked on that.
At that point, what is high school? And, you know, you just say, yes, I graduated. Like, you can go online and graduate from high school tonight. Somebody will say, yes, here's your high school diploma. Don't worry, you can graduate from high school this evening. But really, when it comes down to it, just about anybody who's going to go out and get a job can pass the GED, right?
I would think so.
I mean, if you can't read, you're not qualified to have left, right? So if you can't read and you're trying to quit school and you're 16 years old and you're taking GED, you should be able to read by 16 years old.
For
That's
sure.
a failing of the government school system already. 19%, as according to an article written by the Huffington Post, and this number's all over the place on the internet, 19% of government school graduates. It's really important you understand this. Graduates are functionally illiterate. When you're talking about one out of every five students is can't read, you can replicate that with no school system at all. I mean, how come we're paying $14,000 a student for one out of five of them not to be able to read?
I heard it was up to $20,000.
I heard it actually used to be a lot better about 100 years ago or 200 years ago before the public school system, where there was something like a 95% literacy rate.
There's no challenge, says Ethan over at anarchant.com, because there are only lazy teachers that expect students to know the material because of some irrelevant PowerPoints they've read from. They collect a paycheck paid for in large part by tax dollars for no work at all. Dale is listening in Tennessee via TuneIn. Hello, Dale.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, Mark, I've got a thing that you said about you not come across a situation where you use algebra. You've used the concept that you learned in algebra, but maybe not the math itself.
Okay.
Because you're the kind of individual that you can take the things that you do know to figure out the one component that's not there.
Yeah, but you can do that with logic puzzles.
Well, that's pretty much it. That's one thing that the math skills bring out in you. And believe me, I was not a good math student. Still am not a good math student. But I see how that flows out. I mean, it's a concept. It's just like it teaches you to think like I said, logically. You're talking about these education. I've been taking. I know they're cheesy, but I've been taking these whatever they call them, MOOCs, MOCs, or whatever for about the last year. So
there's nothing cheesy about that. This is what we're talking about here.
What's a MOOC?
It's a massive. Go ahead.
Online. It's a massive online education thing.
Yeah, it's basically a giant class online.
Yeah. I took one. The first one I took last year was I took one on creativity that I didn't last too long. But, you know, one of the things they had me doing was like eating orange with a peel on it for creativity. Yeah, I didn't stay in that one too long. But I took English because I needed to brush up on my English skills and understand why the written language, you know, does like this and does like that, because I have to do a lot of writing in my current job, and this helped me tremendously.
Well, I don't doubt what you're saying, Dale, that taking algebra can help people think outside of a certain box and help them visualize.
That's how college does. I mean, they're paying for that experience that they get in 4 years, but the rest of us get in 12, 8, 20 years over a longer period of time. And we
I disagree, Dale.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion.
The way you're doing your education is you're opting into it. You're choosing the things you want to learn, right?
Oh, yeah.
But in college, it's totally different. They hand you down. These are your requirements. You have to take these certain classes, even if it has nothing to do with your schooling. Like, for example, I had to take volleyball in college. What was the point of that?
There's no point in that. Those are the bad cards that are dealt on the table, you know?
But you don't want to waste your time playing with bad cards when you could be, spending your time on the things you love.
That's the difference between high school and college, though. I'm paying these mamma jammas to deal me bad cards, and I refuse to do it, Dale.
Thanks, Dale. I appreciate hearing from you, man.
I do not blame you for that at all, because the cost, I mean, the reason it costs so much, I mean, they're paying their athletic departments tens and twenties of millions of dollars, you know?
Well, that's one reason, but also the professors are very tenured and they get quite a bit of money and, you know, guaranteed raises.
It's not even that great for professors anymore. Most of them are not getting tenured. They're associate professors and they're just working for a paycheck and they can get fired.
Well, who's getting the money? The administrators?
Building these giant campuses.
The thing I think about teachers is, I think the education system, the way it's set up, is just horrible. I think every teacher out there, well, not every teacher out there, but the ones that were really good or whatever, they should be like entrepreneurs and not work for any system at all. If you're a good enough teacher, you can sell your skills on a
That's true. People will speak you out if you are a good teacher. Thank you for the call tonight. You know, like somebody who might teach guitar to your kids or something like that. Word gets around. If the guitar teacher is good, the parents are going to tell other parents, and they're going to get other business.
It's called a MOOC, by the way.
Spell that.
M-O-O-C.
M-O-O-C.
Massive Open Online Class, a MOOC.
Interesting. Open as in no cost to attend?
I think it depends on. I would say that there's a lot of those.
We'll come back with more here, and your thoughts are welcome on dropping out of the system, the college school system, and other schools. We'll come back with more on Free Talk Live.
I walk my dog every day.
We walk every morning.
And I've got the best looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix.
Teddy is a rescue dog. He's a lab.
We meet the same people every day.
People comment about what a beautiful black coat he has.
And somebody, oh, he's so soft and he's so silky.
There's a difference when I compare Teddy to the other dogs.
And these dogs that have the brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell them about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I've told them this is what I use.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food,
and it really made his coat shiny.
You know, it didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Share your experience with schools. We're talking about colleges at the moment, and Derek J is going to suggest that anybody should drop out of school at any age here in a moment. We've got the story from anarchant.com. And it is Ethan who's writing it, Ethan Glover, saying he is getting ready to find a job in New Hampshire so he can leave college. After having been in college for 3 years, he's determined it's been a total waste of his time and money. Lazy teachers, outdated, decrepit kind of lab conditions. It's just been an embarrassing experience for him so far.
I would say that there are some careers you have to have a degree for. For instance, you're not going to get a job as a lawyer unless you go through law school, right? And to go through law school, you have to get the prerequisite degree.
Or unless in New Hampshire we're able to repeal the requirement that means you have to be a lawyer to represent someone in court. If we could actually get rid of that pesky requirement, then anybody could represent.
You'd probably need a lawyer to get that done.
No, you would need state representatives to do
that. Yeah, and I'm just saying that what you're talking about is some fantasy future. I remember when we moved here, you were talking about maybe they'll put a big dome over the state so that the snow won't fall on anymore. So no, I don't want to talk about Ian's fantasy world. What I'm saying
it's not unbelievable to believe that could happen, Mark. We're here in New Hampshire.
The dome?
Not the dome. Well, who knows what the future will hold.
I'm so glad he owned it. He owned it. Right? They're going to destroy the skiing industry in New Hampshire with a big dome.
No one's skiing down the main street in Keene, New Hampshire. It's not unreasonable to believe that the requirement that you be an attorney could be repealed someday in New Hampshire. We already have a situation in New Hampshire, and this is apparently fairly unusual, where an average person who is not an attorney can absolutely be hired to represent somebody who is, not an attorney. So, Derek J., if you went to court and you're fairly good at taking care of yourself in court, but if you wanted to hire Mark or me or somebody else to handle the representation for you in court as an attorney might, you could do that. And, I don't know if it's legal to hire that person. I presume it is. I haven't heard it's illegal, but you can definitely have someone else represent you in court. The only thing is that in New Hampshire, there's a rule that says you can only do it twice per year, meaning that the person who is the representer, the person sort of acting in an attorney's stead, that person is restricted to doing that thing twice per year. So that's obviously not enough times to make a career out of doing something like that. But it is to some extent a shot at the Bar Association that they don't have a total monopoly on representing people in court here in New Hampshire. So I'm just talking about expanding that.
That's okay. All. There are careers where I believe you need a degree in order to do those careers. Being a lawyer is among them. Being a doctor, if you want to be an allopathic doctor, you're going to need to have a degree. If you want to be a college professor, if you want to be an engineer, you could probably do it with the correspondence courses much more cheaply. But my uncle's an engineer, and he's hired guys with the ITT degree and that sort of thing. So there's some careers that you're going to need it for, but there's a lot that it's just basically you're saying, look, I've done been to college.
Yeah.
And that's really
pretty. I've got a communications degree.
It's pretty lame. When it comes down to it, you haven't shown the stick-to-itiveness to finish college as much as you've shown the gullibility to pay the bill.
Going on with Ethan's piece here, he says, to further inflate the value of universities to get accepted into school, Hero has to impress the faculty at a robotics competition. I believe the idea is he's aiming for a scholarship. In reality, schools accept scholarships almost at random. I don't know about you, but in high school, they taught me to go to the spammy fast web and fill out as many scholarship applications as possible. Doing so, by the way, will fill your inbox with advertisements from every business that might target college students imaginable. If you write a lot on each application, I guarantee you'll get enough to pay for at least a year or two of tuition. The quality and content of your writing doesn't matter at all. Most of the time, your GPA, experience, and credentials don't matter one bit. From there, all you have to do is use the forms on FAFSA, and the government will pay for the rest. Scholarships, for the most part, come from universities themselves. All students use them and federal and state grants to pay for the cost of tuition, and these things are stolen directly from taxpayers. The whole process only helps to increase the cost of college and inflate the egos of professors who think they're doing something good. Even after they steal all this money from other people for their useless education, most students still have to take a loan out to get by. If they want to pay for expensive university housing and food plans, a minimum wage job on campus or off could never pay for it all. Welcome to supply and demand, where stolen tax dollars make up most of the demand. He says, here's the truth. A single individual's school project, do not build the kinds of technological inventions seen in the movie Big Hero 6. Large teams with years of experience create them over time, experience that has turned their college degrees into useless conversation starters hung on the wall. That's if they ever got one. I'm not saying I'm trying to invent something that would change the world by leaving college. Rather, I'm only trying to illustrate how overestimated the value of college is. That value is decreasing as employers realize that self-taught individuals do better work than those with degrees do. I only want to work in an industry that I love and do my part. I'm tired of wasting my time in college courses that have nothing to do with my goals and in courses taught by lazy professors who have never learned how to teach. And I have to agree with him. If I were to be hiring someone to do some sort of radio thing, I would much sooner hire someone who's spent 4 years working in a radio station than 4 years sitting in various different, mostly unrelated college classes. It's a no-brainer for me. I want the person with the experience,
yep,
with the skill.
I don't learn
that in the classroom.
Well, I think that in many cases you can, whatever it is that you want to do, and this is really the challenge, is many people go to college because they don't know what they want to do.
That's true. That's a huge reason to not go to college, by the way, I think. You should not go to college unless you know you want to be an engineer, a doctor, or something that absolutely, positively requires one of these college degrees.
So you go and work for the company that, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, you'll be better off working for a company that you do that stuff, you know, whatever it is, and then you'll get this leg up. You'll be earning money rather than spending it at the same time. You'll learn more in a day than you do in a week in college.
Yeah. Makes sense.
My point is that college robs you of those opportunities because you're spending the time on those frivolous classes, like I mentioned, the required classes like volleyball. Instead, you know,
I could be building yourself.
I can't be building myself because I'm spending time doing these other things. So it's an opportunity cost that people just don't look at.
It's huge. It's more
comfortable to believe the lie that our parents and the government and everyone else tells us that you need college in order to succeed. And if you don't have it, you're just going to end up homeless somewhere.
Well, and there's so many different stories of people who have gone to college and then they've dropped out. And they've been major successes. I mean, Bill Gates, he's dropped out of college.
Well, there's a lot of examples of it. And I think that, you know, it can be difficult. A lot of times you need that degree to sort of as a pass-through for other people who have the same sort of Stockholm syndrome piled up behind them.
Well,
right?
That's true. If you're looking to get a job at some kind of business where the people who are in charge of hiring also went to college, in some cases they will give preference to people who've been to college.
There's the government
sort of
world,
an in-crowd thing.
Right. I think that there's the sort of the regular world, there's the government world, and there's the corporate world. In the government world, degrees are absolutely necessary to move up because they've got all kinds of value placed in that. But they don't pay very well. They do have pretty good benefits, assuming that the organization sticks around. The corporate world often wants it, but you can work around it if you try. In the regular world, they don't care that much.
855, 450, free. But should kids drop out of younger schools? We'll find out coming up.
Hey there, GunsAdie.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At GunsAdie.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties. Because the Ghost AR-15 kits at GunsAdie.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. GunsAdie.com or 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And
Whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of these airwaves. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about education. You can bring up anything you want, although that is the topic on the table here so far this hour. We read a story about called The Truth About College, about one young man and his disappointing experience having spent 3 years of his life, and he says it was pretty much all a waste. He's ready to drop out. Derek J. says you should drop out of elementary school while you're at it, if you are still there. We'll get his perspective on things here in a moment. And with you in the studio tonight, you do have me, Ian,
Derek J.,
and Mark.
And also, don't forget that we're doing a special giveaway of AMP only shirts that are only for Free Talk Live Platinum amplifiers. The shirt giveaway will commence in a couple months from now, but you need to be signed up as a Free Talk Live amplifier Platinum level by March 1st to qualify for this cool shirt. It's a long sleeve shirt on a tech/wicking fabric. So this is a higher quality fabric. This isn't just some cheap cotton shirt. It's a very nice quality shirt, and it's a kind of a word cloud design, which has words excerpted from our show.
Long sleeves?
I did mention that it was long sleeve. Okay. Long sleeve. Designed by one of our existing Platinum amplifiers, Michael January. He's the guy who's really spearheading this. He's picked the shirt, picked the design, and we said, yes, that looks great, because it does. And he's excited about it. We're excited about the opportunity to offer it to you. Of course, the AMP program is a way to get behind Free Talk Live and help support the show, help us get into more ears via new radio stations, new internet listeners, and you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast forum, the AMP only Facebook group. It's all there at amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. If you want to take advantage of this free shirt offer, then you need to be a Platinum amplifier by March 1st, and you need to stay a Platinum amplifier through at least May 1st. And once you do that, you'll be qualified and you get a free shirt.
Yep, so that's how he designed the thing, and I think it's great.
It's very generous of him. And again, you can still be a gold or a silver amplifier, and you still get all the regular AMP perks as well. So you get perks, you help us out, really appreciate it. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Patricia. She's listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Hello, Patricia. You're on the air. Hello, Patricia. I heard somebody there, but
and
she drops off the line. Let's try Adam instead in Bridgewater, Massachusetts, listening via LRN.FM. Hello, Adam.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, you're
I just wanted to comment on something that Mark was saying earlier, how the government sector and the corporate sector both view having a degree differently. And
sure.
It reminded me of something back when I was in the military. I served in the Imperial Navy for 6 years, and it was interesting. You would actually get promoted faster if you had a degree, regardless of what subject the degree was, if any.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were like a torpedo man on a submarine, then you had a communications degree or basket weaving degree, you would actually get promoted faster than your peers, regardless of like, you know, your evaluations
competence
and whatnot.
Yeah. It's just about the class. Yeah, the governments love love degrees, and that's a reality.
Well, yeah, I mean, they want to propagate their system, so of course.
It's not entirely their system, though. I mean,
it's a state-run education system, Keene State University. There's a lot of state in these universities, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that that's just that the sort of – I think it's a more of a mentality than anything, but, you know, you could be right.
Adam, anything else you want to share?
I mean, I'm currently in college right now, and I understand it's a big waste of time. It took me, you know, I'm in my last year, and I've totally looked back on it. And, I mean, it's just you learn a bunch of obscure facts that don't really have to deal with anything unless you're specializing in a specific field. And, I mean, I have a lot of headhunters calling me up asking me, like, when I've graduated, and they don't even care what degree I'm going for because they just want me for my experience and the job that I did back in the Imperial Navy. But I know one day when I have kids and they say they want to go to college, I'm going to tell them to go become plumbers or electricians and then save up money if they really want to go.
Hey, why don't you answer those callers by saying I'm dropping out now and going to work for you?
Well, I mean, I'm in the situation right now where I have so much of my family. They're like, you know, pushing me to finish it up, and there's so much expectation behind it. And I mean, honestly, I get to go for free because of the GI Bill. And so I'm just kind of enjoying the rest of my 20s that the military stole from me since I joined right out of high school. So I'm just kind of trying to enjoy myself. But
I hope you're partying a lot.
Oh, I am. Trust me.
So there's a lot of that goes on in college, that's for sure.
It's not the only thing worth anything.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Yeah, you could go to the college parties here in Keene and not actually go to the college if you
want. Yeah, but he's saying if he's not paying for it and he's really only doing it to make his family happy, well, then party a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you're not doing it for the money and you're not getting anything out of it. Yeah.
It's tough, though. There are a lot of familial pressures that go into people going to college. That's probably one of the strongest ones. I mean, obviously, when you're going to the government schools, they pressure you in that they always have these college nights where they want everybody to go and talk to these recruiters, and they're constantly pimping the idea of college throughout middle and high school. But really, I think the biggest pressure has to be the fact that family members expect this, and people don't want to let their family down.
Yeah, well, when are you going to live for you? You know, if you're in college, think about that. Are you doing this for you or because your family wants you to?
You know, I'll put up money for Jack to go to college if that's what he wants to do, but I'll match him maybe 2-1, 3-1, or 4-1, whatever it is, depending on where he wants to go and what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to have skin in the game. He's, you know, if you want to go to school and you've earned the scholarships, fine. If, you know, whatever it is and you're paying for it, that's fine. If you want the parent to pay for it, if you want me to pay for it, I'm willing to help you out. And I understand college is expensive. The government's creating a bubble in it or whatever. But you've got to have skin in the game. You've got to put it on the line. And I'm not interested in your loans, son. Anybody will give you a loan and indenture you for the rest of your life. You better have the money.
Cash. Pay cash.
Yeah. To do it. Otherwise, you won't be getting it from me.
You know, my parents actually, at some point, from what I understand, they got fed up with my sister not having skin in the game as far as college. She went to a 4-year school, got whatever the hell degree in whatever art or nonsense she ended up getting.
Finger paints.
And then she ended up wanting to go back to school to go and get a culinary degree after that. So essentially flushing the entire 4 years of college that she had gone to. And my parents at that point were not willing to foot the bill for her, and she had to figure out a way to do it on her own. But
that's because college is like a time for putting your life on pause. You're like, oh, I can live in this fake bubble world,
yeah,
and the only thing I have to focus on are grades and learning this information
and
making marks and, of course, the parties. Yeah, but you don't have to ground yourself in any kind of reality or produce value for others.
And there's so many of these junk degrees out there that these poor kids, they graduate and they feel like they've accomplished something, and then, surprise, you can't get a job at anything besides being a waiter. And, you know, your degree is worthless. So what do you got to show for it? Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. But, Derek J., you've gone even further than this last article. You're saying drop out of school, period. Not
yes.
just college.
Any get school. Out of there.
My Little Sisters, this is your blog from DerekJ.me, also featured on FreeKeen.com, entitled, what is it? Don't Stay in School, by Derek J. My Little Sisters are in 7th grade. They're good students. They work hard, they lead group projects, and they spend hours each night on homework. Tonight, I sent them an email encouraging them to drop out. I wish someone had done this for me. Both of my parents worked in government schools as teachers and administrators while I grew up. I was told to work hard and that it would pay off one day. That was a lie. I don't think my parents meant to lie to me, but the reality is I don't think they ever considered what they were saying. They were just regurgitating what is popular. Stay in school. Success in school leads to success in life. Both of them had done okay, so why wouldn't I believe them? I don't think my parents meant... Oh, you're taking a quote. Sorry about that. Quite out of context there. The problem is that neither of my parents knows what would have become of them if they hadn't gone to school. We can't know what could have been because that opportunity is lost. The fact is, both of them lead mediocre lives. They have bouts of excitement when on vacation, but work for them always seemed draining, not uplifting. Both of my parents are workaholics, and I mistook this dedication to their work as interest rather than avoidance. They were avoiding much of the unpleasantness of life by burying themselves in their jobs. They didn't have to. Both of them had cozy, tenured positions and could be as lazy and incompetent as the other teachers around them. What could have become of my father if he had become a pro wrestler or taught on-the-job carpentry lessons? We'll continue with Derek's piece here in moments, and we'll find out what his parents thought.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running, from batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you would like to share your experience with us. JRJ saying, drop out of school. Is he right? This is advice he should be giving his sisters, who are apparently in seventh grade.
It's pretty radical advice.
Send an email off to them giving them this advice. We'll continue that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, visit us online over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to check out Derek's website at derekj.me. I will continue his article from derekj.me and freekeen.com here in a moment. But first, let's go to Mark calling from Texarkana. You're on Free Talk Live, Mark.
Yeah, hey, how are you doing?
It's
Martin, actually. I just wanted to say that that college and the whole educational industrial complex is set up. It is a fraud, and they have dumbed down everything so much that there was a time when somebody actually graduated from high school, and you actually look at high school tests that were 100 years old. Let me tell you something. You had what's even better than what's a college education today. if you read some of the college
tests.
Yeah,
we've seen some of those high school tests from back in the 1800s, and they were pretty challenging.
The ones to graduate grammar school were pretty impressive.
And even though he's a despicable president, and I can't stand him, but, you know, we put up the icon of Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln never went to college. Abraham Lincoln never went to law school. But Abraham Lincoln was a very successful lawyer. And going to law school is BS. And law school could all be, as a matter of fact, in California has online law schools. They have 20 schools, law schools that are not accredited by the American Bar Association, but it is accepted in California, and they're online law schools.
Can you take the bar exam without having gone to a law school?
Yeah, in California you can.
But in other states?
No. In California, you go to a law school, but it's an online law school. It's a non-accredited law school. There's it used to be there were very few states. The last state, I think, was Montana, where you didn't even have to go to school. All you had to do was apprentice. As a matter of fact, excuse me, Virginia still has law school where it's called reading the law, where you apprentice in a law firm. You do not have to go to law school in Virginia. You can do an apprenticeship in Virginia. Law school is not required.
Mark, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Derek, you say your parents lead mediocre lives, and you go on to suggest that maybe had they not gone to college or school, maybe they would have been able to do things they truly loved. You say, what could have become of my mother if she finally opened the private schoolhouse of which she always dreamed? I'm afraid neither of my parents aimed high enough or thought enough of their abilities to try for their dreams. When I looked at the way my parents' lives turned out, I decided I wasn't going to be like them. I was going to follow my dreams. If I failed, at least I would know I tried. Michelangelo said, quote, "The danger for many of us is not that we aim too high and fail, but that we aim too low and achieve our mark." Since deciding to follow this path, I've produced a feature-length movie sold on Amazon and Walmart. I've hosted not one but two nationally syndicated radio shows, and I've gone to jail fighting for my freedoms, all before reaching the quarter-century mark. I've amassed a bigger bank account than both my doctor's sister and scientist brother, who are 8 and 10 years my elder, respectively. They both hold multiple degrees, and I don't hold one. I'm now embarking on a new business venture, Cop Block Protection, which you can go to copblock.org to learn more about that, which will one day serve millions of happy customers by providing a peaceful remedy for the problem of rampant police abuse. And none of this would be possible if I'd fallen in line and followed the course laid out for me. Stay in school, work like a dog, obey authority, and die without impacting the world in any significant way. My little sisters deserve to hear my honest advice. Drop out and follow your passions. Life, especially youth, is too short to waste following the dreams of others. The sooner you start to listen to the tiny voice inside you, the sooner you'll start living. Don't wait until you're old and retired to start. Start now. Now, you wrote a lot of these ideas in an email to your sisters. You actually include that later on in the story, but we don't have time to read the actual email. I think we got the gist of what you were communicating to them. And apparently they showed your parents.
Yeah, so the way this played out is I didn't get a response from my little sisters, either of them. Haven't contacted me since sending this email, and we were pretty close. I mean, on a basis where if I emailed in the afternoon, they would respond in the evening, and I haven't heard from them since. I've sent them packages in the mail and still haven't heard. So, you know, this upset them. According to my dad, I got a response email that evening, and he said, "Dear Derek, I know you went through a difficult time in high school, and I'm glad to hear that you're now very successful, both vocationally and financially. I don't think you realize how much you upset Liz," that's one of my younger sisters, "with the message about quitting school. School is tough enough for young people, and while you're entitled to your opinion, those two are my wife and my responsibility for the next 6 years at least. We hold your brother, sister, and in-laws to be very positive role models. Please do not send them any more stuff like today's message until they are much older."
Right.
Love, Dad.
Once you've done the school. And I get it. I mean, I understand where he's coming from. This is a radical, piece of advice. But I think that it's fair to give everybody in the family should have their opinion, right? And, like, let's lay it on the line here. If you're going to go into debt, educating somebody, or that person's going to go into debt. They deserve to hear the other side of it.
I'm saying they should drop out now. They're 12 years old. My little sister, I got her a drawing pad for Christmas so she can dress. She wants to be an artist, and she's told me this for years. She wants to be an animator. Is she going to learn that in elementary school, Mark?
Probably
no.
Not.
No, they're going to waste her time, and she's brilliant. She plays piano, she sings, she's in the choir, she's active
in the
church.
What's she
going
to do during the time that she would be in school?
She'll be drawing.
She draws anyway.
Yeah,
the animator draws.
Yeah, so, but why should she have to deal with the pressures of hours of homework after school when she could be playing with her friends and creating her own webcomic? She could have her own business starting at age 13. She could be hired by Marvel Comics at 16.
Her friends will be in school, so she won't be playing with her friends.
Maybe they'll drop out, too.
That's okay. That and the dome over Keene, New Hampshire. Please.
And she's got grown folks talk here. She's got churchy friends, right? So a lot of them do homeschooling and stuff, so she would be able to play with them.
I think homeschooling might be a really good choice for her. That way she can concentrate on things. But I remember being in, I just think high school is just this big waste of time. And she's actually younger than this.
She's in seventh grade. Yeah.
I remember being the, I was the teacher's aide for the math teacher. And he,
you brown noser.
He just asked me to do it. I didn't know any better. I was grading the consumer math students' papers. Now, this is, I'm in ninth grade, I'm in algebra, or is this pre-algebra? I don't remember. Pre-algebra was A3. So
consumer math is like math for dummies, right?
Yes. Yeah. And this is addition and subtraction stuff that I was doing in sixth grade. I couldn't believe that people were doing this
in
stuff.
High school?
Yeah. I mean, it's just a filler, waste of time kind of thing. You might as well challenge yourself while you're there if you're going to be doing it.
Well, I don't see what's wrong with what Derek is saying here. I mean, Mark, you balked at it, but then you also agreed that homeschooling would be a better, it would be an improvement.
I just think it's a radical proposal, that's all. It's tough for people to internalize radical proposals, man. That's it.
Let's go to my Matt. He's in Jersey City. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. First of all, I want to apologize for my impediment. I have some gauze in my mouth because I got my wisdom teeth out.
We never would have known. Had you not told us, you sound fine.
And I happen to agree with Derek J. I think that getting out of the compulsory education system in America is a wonderful idea. Read the book Dumbing Us Down by John Taylor Gatto. He's the reason I wanted to drop out. Well, actually, and I want to mention something. You should probably start calling it rising up as opposed to dropping out.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, language is important.
And that was all I wanted to mention about
the school thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Yeah, you're right. The words you use will be the ones that define you. And I thank you for the call, Matt. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Rise up out of the school system.
John Taylor Gatto is a great one. I directed my dad towards the school sucks
project. Oh, you wrote him back?
Yeah, I did write him back a quite lengthy response and just included, you know, my points about, hey, how Liz is an amazing artist. If she started now, think of where she could be in 4 years. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a waste of time for her. The things she values, she's not learning in school. And by the way, you know, you're retired. Now, you would have the time to spend with her to self-educate, to do some homeschooling. And, look at what school was originally intended to do. Produce citizens who go off and die in wars.
And obediently pay taxes if they're not going to go die in the war to just go along with the system. And that, of course, is one of the things that they teach you very effectively in these government school systems. Folks, you can go and check out more of Derek J's writings and media creations on his website, derekj.me. And, of course, you can join us tomorrow night because we're here 7 nights a week doing Free Talk Live. Meantime, we'll be over at freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.